Dover City Council, you have before you this evening's agenda. And I would entertain a motion for its adoption.
Neil moves for the adoption of the August the 8th agenda for the Dover City Council.
Arndt seconds.
Councilperson Neil moves that we adopt this evening's agenda, seconded by Councilwoman Arndt. Are there any questions on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please state by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted 8-0. Consent agenda. City council members, we have before us the consent agenda. All consent agenda items are considered routine and non-controversial and will be acted upon by a single roll call vote of the council. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a member of the council so requests. In that event, the matter shall be removed from the consent agenda and considered an individual item. What is the pleasure of council?
Move to accept August 8th consent agenda.
Councilperson Hare moves that we adopt the consent agenda. Is it a second?
Rocha second.
Seconded by Councilman Rocha. Are there any questions on the motion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please conduct a roll call.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Mr. Bogarty.
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Dr. Pillsbury. Yes. Ms. Arndt.
Yes.
Mr. Rocha.
Yes.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
Mr. Hare.
Yes.
President Sudler.
Yes. The motion is adopted 8-0. We now have city manager's announcements. The council president refers to Mr. Hug the third, Dave Hug the third, city manager. City manager, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Council President Sudler. Don't have a whole lot to announce tonight, but I put on your desk tonight a notice of a cookout, employee cookout, coming up on August 18th. First, I want to make sure that council is aware, and if at all possible, please attend. But I think what makes this particularly relevant and important are two things. One, the title, Together We Succeed, which is the title that was picked by your DE&I committee, who is the sponsor of this event. And the idea is to bring as many employees together over the course of a longer day and early evening to get to know each other, to exchange thoughts and ideas and goals and whatever, and also to interact with the members of council who are present. So again, I invite you to be there if you can. I believe that's the only announcement I have that's important tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hug, for your announcement. Council President now will refer to City Council members for announcements. Does City Council members have an announcement? Council President recognizes Councilman Taylor, followed by Councilman Rocha. Councilman Taylor, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be brief. On Wednesday, 6:30 at Dover Police Department, we will be reviewing the loitering ordinance or the proposed loitering ordinance. I encourage everyone to come out and hear the way it is constructed and the way it is presented. At some point real soon, hopefully on the September agenda, we will have enough feedback from the constituents to move forward with this ordinance. So again, 6:30, Dover Police Station, Wednesday night. Please, everyone, come out and join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Taylor, for your announcement. Council President, recognize Councilman Rocha. You have the floor, sir.
Yes, thank you, Council President, for recognizing me. I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention that on Saturday, September 10th, 2022, at 1738 Forest Avenue, which is Dover Christian Church, is holding an inaugural Providing Dream Achievement Community Resource Expo. We will be doing this in partnership with United Way of Delaware, Comcast, Tracy Palmer Ministries, the IMA, Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and Capital School District. And we're going to take over the parking lot and have a bunch of fun activities for children. We're going to have resources for adults. We're trying to even set up tables for job placement. So we're going to be inviting, you know, certain companies here that are looking for workers. And we'll be also doing COVID testing and vaccines at the same time. We're going to have behavioral health information. We're going to be having information on, for health and human services. Just a plethora of resources that folks can come out and gain knowledge on. Even the even energy tips will be provided. So, you know, we're going to be probably using the parking lot at Dover High School to park the cars, and then everyone can come over. We'll have food out there and activities. And at the end of this expo, we're going to have a concert that evening. So if anybody would like to participate in the concert that evening, it's $35 per car. And all the monies that are generated will go towards activities like this. And that's all I have. If anybody has any questions, you can contact myself. So the expo will be from 12 to 4 on that Saturday, September 10th, and the concert will start that evening at 7 so that we can all relax. Thank you. I yield my time back.
Thank you, Councilman Rocha. The Council President recognizes Councilman Neal. Councilman Neal, you have the floor, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Are we linking these to the city website? Both of these events, I think, are worthwhile to make sure we have as maximum publicity of these events as possible.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I failed to mention that, if it's permissive for me to speak. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I failed to mention that Comcast is actually coming out and providing school supplies. We don't even have to pay for the school supplies. They're sponsoring it, and they're bagging it up, and they're going to be handing them out at the event. But, yeah, the intent is, to answer your question, to get it on the city's website. Also, maybe ask the city to even have a table set up to be present out there. I know they had requested, I have to check with the Dover Library to see if the library can bring the bookmobile out there or some form of, you know, literacy that we would like to have out there. So we're still working on those things within the next week or so. Once Comcast confirms the date and the time with us, they've already are attracted to the event, but once they confirm by tomorrow, the flyers will be sent over. I'll get with Kay and make sure that she has them so they can go in the newsletter and the website.
I yield, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Neal, for your question. Is there any further announcements? Okay. Councilman Anderson, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Council President. We have two things. One, the concert at the Park Series this Thursday is going to have a great musician, Michelle Donette and friends. Please feel free to drop by. It's going to be a great time, and hopefully the weather will cooperate this year. It didn't last year with her, so she's due. And we also have coming up on the 15th at 6 p.m. Madam Clerk, has that been confirmed?
Council President refers to Madam Clerk Bennett. Madam Clerk Bennett, you have the floor, ma'am.
The dangerous building?
Yes. Everybody got an invite today through email and WebEx for the dangerous buildings meeting. The special council meeting will be next Monday, yes.
Thank you. And I yield back, Council President.
Thank you, everyone, for their announcements and also keeping it under 3 minutes. We appreciate that. I have one quick announcement. I want to say happy birthday to Ralph Taylor. I know it was last week, and also David Anderson. Happy birthday to the both of you. I know we're a few days late, but happy birthday. And also Mayor Robin R. Christensen. So we want to say happy birthday and give him a round of applause as well. Thank you very much. Dover City Council, is there any further business?
confirmed with no further business. The meeting is adjourned.